Every goal has a process. As we all know, every worthwhile goal has a process and takes work. For example, to become a medical doctor, there is a rigorous process of education and training. Many people dream of becoming a doctor, but the process gets in their way. One of the reasons people lack financial IQ number one, making more money, is because they want the money, but not the process. What many people do not realize is that it's the process that makes them rich, not the money. One of the reasons lottery winners or kids who inherit family wealth are soon broke is because they received the money but did not have to go through the process. Many other people fail to become rich because they value a steady paycheck more than the learning process of becoming financially smarter and richer. They are held back by the fear of being poor. It is this very fear that keeps them from taking the chances and solving the problems required to become rich. At this point, it's important to point out that financial intelligence is also emotional intelligence. Warren Buffett, the world's richest investor, says, "If you cannot control your emotions, you cannot control your money." The same is true for your process. One of the toughest parts of my process was not quitting when I was depressed, not losing my temper when I was frustrated, and to continue to study when I wanted to run. Another reason many people fail in their process is they cannot live without instant gratification. The main reason I mentioned the low pay I received at the start of my life was to illustrate the importance of delayed gratification. Many will sacrifice a richer tomorrow for a few bucks today. I did not make much money in my 20s and 30s, but I make millions today. One of the reasons people do not increase financial IQ number one and increase their income is because they stick with what they know. Instead of taking on a new challenge and learning, they play it safe. Now, this doesn't mean you should do stupid and risky things. There are many things we could do but choose not to. My point is that I chose my next challenge carefully, not haphazardly. I asked myself, what will my life be like if I take on this challenge and succeed? It's the same question I ask you to ask yourself. Helen Keller, the subject of the great movie The Miracle Worker, once said, "Life is a daring adventure, or nothing." I agree. In my opinion, one way to increase your financial intelligence, number one, is to look at life as a learning adventure. For too many people, life is about playing it safe, doing the right things, and choosing job security over life. Your life does not have to be risky or dangerous. Life is about learning, and learning is about adventure. That is why I didn't go back to sailing ships or flying planes, even though I loved both professions. It was time for a new adventure. Intelligence is not about memorizing old answers and avoiding mistakes, behavior our school system defines as intelligent. True intelligence is about learning to solve problems in order to qualify to solve bigger problems. True intelligence is about the joy of learning rather than the fear of failing. One of the reasons I make more money than my classmates who sailed ships or flew planes is because they worked for paychecks. I, on the other hand, wanted to build assets as an entrepreneur and acquire assets as an investor. In other words, if you look at the four types of people in the cash flow quadrant, employees and self-employed workers focus on the income column of their financial statement, and big business owners and investors focus on the asset column. One of the hardest things to get across to an employee or the self-employed worker is that a big business owner or investor doesn't work for money. A big business owner or investor technically works for free. Employees and the self-employed work to be paid, and they must be paid before they work. Working for free, possibly for years, is not in their emotional or professional makeup. As a general rule, they do not work to build or acquire assets. In accounting terms, an employee or self-employed works for earned income, and a big business or investor works for passive or portfolio income. In the next chapter on Financial IQ number 2, Protecting Your Money, you will find out why the kind of income a person works for makes a big financial difference. Earned income is the hardest income to protect from financial predators. That is why working for earned income is not the financially smartest thing to do. Many self-employed people do not own a business. They own a job. If self-employed people stop working, their income also stops or declines. By definition, a job is not an asset. Assets put money in your pocket, whether you work or not.